Welcome to Close Up Radio, where our hosts, Doug Llewellyn and Jim Masters, engage today's top thinkers from around the world to bring you information, inspiration, and thought-provoking ideas you can put to use in your personal and professional life right now. Covering a broad range of topics, Close Up Radio digs deep to discover what makes today's top thinkers tick. Close Up Radio, where ideas matter. And now, here's today's host, Jim Masters.
Thanks very much for joining us, everybody. We're live worldwide on the award-winning Close Up Radio, which is a broadcast service of Close Up Television and Radio. Pleasure to have you here. Happy holidays to you and yours. Happy Hanukkah. Merry Christmas. Happy Kwanzaa from all of us here at Close Up Television and Radio. 11 a.m. Eastern here. And we're actually coming to you today from on location from the east coast of Florida. That's where we are today. And our guest is actually on the west coast. So we pretty much have Florida covered. He's in Wesley Chapel, Florida, just north of Tampa. Heath Waters, founder of the Walters Institute. And Heath Waters, he really is somebody who is a highly sought-after tax planner. Heath is taking accounting to a whole new level of financial services. Again, our guest today is Heath Waters, and he's tremendous. He says, there's an obvious disconnect between financial planning, tax planning, and value for clients in America. We have built this firm, he says, to deliver a non-traditional approach and offer long-term value year-round, not just during tax time, but year-round, to teach people smarter ways of handling their finances so they don't constantly have to stress over their money and simply leave it to them to do the work efficiently and effectively. Heath Waters is a CPA by trade, and he says from a technical perspective, he helps clients with enormous tax problems sort of mitigate that tax burden by significantly reducing their taxes. The Walters Institute was created to provide all these resources under one roof, which makes it really convenient. Since most people are really overpaying on their taxes, you've got to really find the most optimal ways to acquire these professionals to be on the same page. That's why he integrated all the skill sets, resulting in amplifying return, because you're able to lower your tax bill and have more money to invest. It's a business model that works for all parties. He encourages everyone to seek out a financial advisor, and their unique services will set you on the right path to abundance. Heath says his role is to help you do the right thing with money, and if you do that effectively, you will be operating like the wealthiest of the wealthy. He can make the client also so much money over time, and who doesn't want that? Here is the website. We'll mention it, of course, during the course of the broadcast, and this is part one of an exclusive Close Up Radio two-part series. The website is www.thewaltersinstitute.org, O-R-G, thewaltersinstitute.org. A real pleasure coming to us from, again, just north of Tampa on the west coast of Florida in Wellesley Chapel, Florida, Heath Waters, the founder of the Walters Institute. Again, a group of professional, highly sought-after tax planners taking accounting to a whole new level of financial services. Heath, welcome to the show. It's a real pleasure to have you here on Close Up Radio today. Hope all is well and happy holidays.
Happy holidays, Jim. Great to be here. What an awesome intro. Wow. That was amazing. So thank you.
Your mother faxed it to me this morning and said, do that verbatim or else.
I love it.
You got to laugh, right? You got to have levity because the world is crazy. So you got to laugh, especially when it comes to money, because a lot of people stress out. They stress out when it's tax time. What first inspired you to even want to go into this line of work? What are some of the things that pointed you in the direction and sort of inspired you? Maybe a little bit about your background and what led you into financial planning. Was it already in your family, or was it something that really spoke to you, Heath?
So I got out of school and started as an auditor, actually, with Arthur Andersen before the Enron debacle. And after about a year, every day I went into work, it was just like, my job is to tell you that the numbers you gave me were accurate or they weren't. And it just felt like a completely valueless life. Like, I just felt like I did nothing to bring value. So I ended up shifting into retail for 10 years. And then about 11, 12 years ago, I shifted out to be a financial advisor. And that was a really tough shift for me because of the CPA and the objectivity. All of that is just part of your DNA once you get through all of the education, schooling, and licensing, all that good stuff. And to be able to sell financial products, which generally had to do with returns and how much money we're going to make, it was really hard to do that because I didn't know how much money they make. You wouldn't know. So I quickly shifted into tax planning because tax planning was something if I could give a direct value. If I can reduce your taxes by X, I know what my value is. And as I made that shift, what I could see over time is the disconnect between CPAs and advisors. And I have the skill set. I can do the two, but I'm only one person. So
right.
The collaboration between the CPA and the financial advisor, when you start putting together the two skill sets, what I was seeing was 1 + 1 = 4. It doesn't equal 2. It's 4. Like, you would double the amount of value that you're bringing to people because the skill set in tax has so much application into financial planning. But it's so hard to go find a CPA that understands the investing world because most CPAs are stuck in doing taxes. And not that their fault. You got to have people that do tax returns. And we kind of just said, all right, let's go figure out how to get these two industries to come together, get them to actually work. And the thing that worked the best was actually through education. The more I trained people, the more I taught them how taxes work, the better they got, the more clients they brought in. And it was just a very great program. And I've been doing that since like 2022 at this point. And about 3 years ago when I moved to Tampa, we realized that what we were doing was so successful with every advisor that it was time for us to make this scalable, make this a product or a system that works for everybody. And I see all the time financial advisors like have all these CPA marketing programs, how to build relationships with CPAs, do all that. And it's a very, very, very difficult, very time-consuming thing that I don't find a lot of CPAs are successful at. We just took the exact same model and said, here, financial advisors, we're going to come to you. We're going to bring the CPA mentality and the CPA people onto your team. And we understand how you operate. We know what you're trying to do for the clients. So why don't we offer that in partnership instead of you going out and trying to find it and trying to build it yourself?
You know, that's a great idea. That's really a terrific way to approach it. And again, sort of that team approach, I think, is really fantastic. Some people, they hear tax planner, and they're not sure really what that entails. Tell us about your particular role, Heath, as a tax planner.
Got it. That's a very great question. And a lot of times it's hard to articulate and communicate. Tax is such a big world that most people don't know where to start. Where we found the most success in tax planning, first of all, it has to be proactive. If you're always doing things in the rearview mirror, turning your P&Ls to your CPA in March for the prior year and go, hey, how can you help me save on taxes? There's not a lot you can do. There's a little bit, but usually most of your opportunities are passed. So proactively during the year, you know, we're in 2022. So if you're doing your tax planning during 2022, you implement your strategies, turn your same P&Ls into your CPA in March, voila, you're showing less money on your tax return. And that's what proactive tax planning does. But to simplify it for the majority of America, we found it easier to focus on two places where we're going to have the most impact. And that's on business owners is one whole entire segment. The strategies you use for business owners is different than you do with anybody else. And strategies for a Fortune 100 or 500 are different than a family that's running a business selling a million, 2 million, 50 million, even 100 million. The strategies are very different. So our target market is for, you know, the middle class, small and medium sized businesses. Usually let the big four handle the big companies. You know, they do their planning there. The business owners is one side, and then the other side is capital gains planning, meaning somebody has big stock options from a job that they're at. They have big capital gains. They inherit money, and they have, you know, just large capital events, selling businesses, that too. And that's a whole other segment of tax planning. So we focus on those two areas primarily. We definitely get into charitable planning because that's a segment within all of those. But, you know, for the majority of Americans, if you really break tax planning down, if you have a big capital transaction or you're operating a business or selling a business, you need to have a tax planner that understands the way that the U.S. tax code works in your benefit and be around a team that can introduce you to specialists that specialize in certain areas. And our job is to understand how the specialists work, how the strategies work, and which strategy or set of strategies makes the most sense for a client. And that's really hard to do if you don't understand the way that all of the specialists throughout the U.S. work. So that's kind of our skill set. It's to bring a set of strategies to a client, business owner, something with a capital event, and then based on their goals, needs, accessibility, liquidity, bringing the right people in to be able to solve the problem.
That's the key, right? Exactly, yeah. Yeah, having the right people coming in to take care, because every problem or issue is unique to the individual and what their situation is, you know, whether they're getting a W-2 or 1099. There's so many people that are gig workers, freelancers now, and part-time, and people working out of their homes, remote working, completely, especially since the pandemic. And so much of that has changed the game in significant ways, hasn't it?
The pandemic threw a lot of hurdles. To say the least, particularly in 2020, 2021. I'm finding that it's getting to be not as bad in 2022, which is good. Finally starting to get out of a lot of the pandemic issues. During the pandemic, it was really rough because you had new laws coming out and the laws weren't defined and they kept changing all throughout the year. It was really difficult to plan. But ever since then, I think that we're going to start to see a lot more changes coming about. Like I was looking at this morning an article that was part of this new package that we're doing, the $1.7 trillion debt issue that we're working on. And within that, there's four tax codes they're not planning on, or tax breaks that came about before COVID. They're not planning on adding back in. Things like bonus depreciation, which allows businesses to buy equipment and write it off. They're going to say, nope, you're going to have to spread it out over 5 or 10 years. You're not going to be able to put it out up front. And that kind of thing makes it very difficult for businesses to manage their cash flow. And I think that as we come out of the pandemic, we've got lots of changes happening politically with the Senate, with the House, just how everything's coming together between Republicans and Democrats. And the way that we're going to see taxes change, it's going to happen, you know. So I hadn't seen the pandemic itself other than a couple of things that happened in the middle of it. But that's also tax. That's the way that tax law is. I've been doing specifically tax for 12 years in this exact space, and we've had already two pretty significant tax law changes happen. And I'm sure we're going to have a third one coming in the next little while. So that's the way the tax works. It just keeps ever evolving, and you have to be able to stay ahead of it.
Yeah, would you say that they are laws that will wind up surprising people, where they're going to be paying more in taxes, or is it where, because of the pandemic and what everybody's been going through and everybody just trying to survive, there are changes that will help people reduce their taxes? Would you say the laws are actually working in the other direction, that the taxes are going to be higher and there's going to be things where you're not going to be able to deduct this anymore and that kind of thing?
Yes. At the same time, the one thing that we have noticed consistently is every time that there is a tax that is added, there is generally credits or other deductions that are also added at the same time. So when you look at America and the climate change issues that we have, a lot of focus on solar, on carbon credits. And if you start watching all the laws that are happening, all of those credits are getting bigger and bigger. So by looking and saying, hey, we're going to lose some deductions, we're going to end up going up in tax in some areas, we need to be shifting to the other opportunities that the government brings simultaneously. And you know, a lot of what I do is dealing with people that are taking those laws and bringing products and solutions that middle-class Americans can utilize. You know, these things aren't all just for the big corporations, and it's being around and knowing the right people how to find those new deductions.
See, that's where working with folks like you, Heath, is paramount, because you know all the changes. You're up to speed on all the bracket changes and the different laws and the different codes and everything, where somebody who is working hard and just doing their thing, they might not be up to speed because the changes happen so swiftly and so often. You know, what I think is really cool, you do on-demand tax planning for financial advisors. Tell us about that, deciding to work with financial advisors as well.
Got it. So one of the things that we noticed that was pretty consistent in America, when you start looking at some of the wealthier families, is that more often than not, they were working with the big firms like the Goldman Sachs, JP Morgan, Private Wealth, you know, you keep going on and on, Merrill Lynch. And those firms have CPAs and attorneys on staff. And not every financial advisor is suited for or wants to work in a big wirehouse. But those firms are able to bring the resources similar to what my team is able to do. And when you look at the shifts happening in the financial advisor world, people are coming out of the big wirehouses and going independent. So for an independent person to be able to bring on one tax planner, it's like, good luck. A tax planner, when they're good at it, they're not employees. They run their own companies. So for you to be able to hire one, it's very, very, very difficult. And if you're able to, they're going to be very expensive. So it's typically cost prohibitive. We looked at on demand and went, wait a minute, I can now pull the CPAs together. The financial advisors can hire my team to have us there and available for their clients, the same as they would have if they were at a big brokerage firm. But we are dedicated exclusively just to tax planning, and we're not just a resource. We've got numerous CPAs there to go help the advisors exactly when they need it to help with bringing clients on and saving their clients money. So the on-demand is because we can't find a solution to get tax planning that is consistent. And this is a way that financial advisors can plug and play directly into it at a fraction of what it would cost if they could even pull it off themselves.
It can be very daunting for, you know, anybody. That's why it's good to have, you know, a team of people who are there to help I love the fact that the company is called the Walters Institute. Tell us about that, and when you decided to create the Walters Institute, what was it? What was your vision and mission? What did you want to bring to the table that perhaps maybe wasn't really out there for people?
From an institute perspective, we've looked at it like an educational program. What I didn't say is when I went to college, I went to school to actually be a math teacher. And I ended up shifting into business and accounting. I liked accounting. Actually, I didn't like calculus at all. But anyway, so I shifted into that. And my wife is a teacher. She's the third generation teacher. And that's just in our DNA. I mean, we really love educating and teaching. And what I've found out there in the market is it's hard to find out how these different tax planning strategies work. Like, it's just really hard. And a lot of people just don't have the skill set to understand if a strategy works. Why does it work? Is it actually legal? How do you follow the rules and not get in trouble? So when we created the Institute, it's an education first program. We're able to educate very quickly. We've got all the videos condensed down. Most of our trainings are 10, 15 minutes per topic. So we're not training it to go in and learn a strategy at the depth that I am. We're teaching them how to be able to explain to the average person how tax strategies work. What are the real risks? What are the pros and the cons? And answer the question, am I going to go to jail? And we're not going to do anything. Somebody's going to go to jail. That's not going to work. So, I mean, everything's legal. But it's all about explaining and teaching people how these strategies work, because you can't go somewhere and actually learn. You know, I spent years on the road traveling and being around other people that were experienced in these strategies to help me learn how to do it. So the Institute is about taking all of those very complicated systems, breaking it down so that the average person can understand what's happening with it, and then articulate that and communicate that back to their clients and their prospects. So that's kind of where the Institute came. You know, it's very educational about teaching people how this world works. And then beyond that, we do have other systems for uploading tax returns and how we deliver plans back. We jump on phone calls with advisors and their clients, even their CPAs or their attorneys, when they don't understand the way that strategies work and why something would be applicable to one of their clients. So, yeah, it's all about education, teaching people the right way, and bringing new strategies, new things to light with the resources.
I know there's several probably answers to this question, but what are some of the additional things in addition to what you're describing now, which sounds fantastic with the Walters Institute? What are some other things that make your company stand out, unique, in terms of the offerings, in terms of your approach and your perspective?
Got it. The thing that I see as so unique is I can't find another company that's offering tax planning to anybody at a reasonable cost and in a way that is objective for the client. I haven't found that. And that's why we've built it. We built it so that as clients come in, I'll give you kind of an example. So take a client that's selling a business. You know, I see these things, particularly the last couple of years, has really happened a lot. But say they're selling a business for $5 million. They go to their CPA, and their CPA is like, just go pay the tax. Well, do you know how I can reduce this? No. Well, if you could call a tax planner, the tax planner is like, here's seven different strategies that you can utilize. Go through all of them, all sorts of different trusts, different installment sales and agreements. And there's lots of ways to reduce, eliminate, or defer the gains. But most CPAs don't have the time to be able to learn all of those strategies. So we developed the system so that we can see how all of the strategies work across the the U.S. and bring solutions to the client that's unbiased. Because what I see happen is if a client came in and said, how do I save money on taxes? And they asked their CPA. And the only thing the CPA knew how to do, this is, I am also just assuming that they're, you know, the way they calculate their basis and just your traditional CPA work is all done correctly. But how to bring in an opportunity zone? Do they know how to be able to bring that sort of a strategy to a business owner selling his business? Do they have the resources to introduce products and investments that work for the client? Well, our skill set is in helping that client identify which strategy or strategies make the most sense for them, and then you bring in the resources. So they're not going out and going, okay, let me go learn about opportunity zone funds, for example. Who am I supposed to call? How do these things work? Is this legit? They can't evaluate it. And we're so far ahead of that, that not only can we evaluate that one strategy, we could put that strategy in conjunction with two or three more to really diversify the client's tax bills, their liquidity. A lot of things that can be done. And that's kind of our role, is to be able to sit back and say, here's the strategies that make sense. We're unbiased because it doesn't matter if you do one strategy, zero strategies, or all of them. We're not compensated because of a client executing a tax transaction. We're paid by the financial advisor to give these recommendations to clients in a way that is hard for their current team to produce, unless they've got people that have our skill set, which would be great. I just don't see that a lot. So the firm being very unique in that we can offer these strategies, and we don't even bill the client. So they can get this great education, completely unbiased, making a pick and choose which one makes the most sense for them, the way that our world, I believe, should be.
I would imagine, in your expert opinion, we've got only about a minute and a half left or so, but most of us are overpaying on our taxes.
Tough to say. I think when you're looking at people that have a lot of investment income, that have businesses that they're operating, have large capital events, yes, I do see that people are generally overpaying on tax for those areas. For clients that are traditional W-2 employees, they work for their company. There's just not a lot of strategies that you can utilize. There's some, but the options are significantly more limited. So, and majority of people are W-2 anyway. So I don't think that the majority of people are overpaying in taxes, but I do see that business owners and capital event people, private equity, that I do see that they are overpaying in taxes a lot.
Yeah. So that's something that, again, really wants to do if you know, they don't have to. They, you know, there's ways that you can learn about strategies through a company like yours and the experts there, including yourself, who understand, again, all the changes and everything that's going on. And again, the world has changed in just the last few years. So as you mentioned at the beginning of the show, there's so many different things to be understanding of, and if you're so busy doing the work, trying to make an income, sometimes you don't have time to really think about all the other stuff, but it's important to do that. And that's why it's great to have you and the folks at the Walters Institute right there side by side with your clients, guiding them along throughout the year, not just during tax time. Encouraging folks to go to the website, thewaltersinstitute.org, thewaltersinstitute.org, our very special guest, part one of a two-part series will continue next week, is Heath Walters, again, founder of the Walters Institute, group of professional, highly sought-after tax planners, taking accounting to a whole new level of financial services. Heath, thanks for joining us on the show. A real pleasure. We look forward to part two. Thanks for all the great advice, and happy holidays, very Merry Christmas, and looking forward to next week.
Sounds great. Thanks, Deb.
You're very welcome. You take care. Again, Heath Walters of the Walters Institute, our special guest on this episode of Close Up Radio, thewaltersinstitute.org. You know, it is coming to the end of the year. What a good time it is to connect with Heath and the team as you're getting ready to work on your taxes. It's a good time. Every day is a good time. Jim Masters here, thanking you for your time this time for next time, inviting you to stay right here. Another great episode of Close Up Radio comes up in just a moment. For all of us, happy holidays, everybody. Be well, and we'll chat again soon on the next episode of Close Up Radio. Have a terrific holiday. Take care, and bye for now.
You have been listening to a broadcast from Close Up Radio, a division of Close Up Television, Incorporated. For more information about our show and to be considered for future broadcasts, please visit closeuptelevision.com. You may also learn about us on social media and listen to us on podcast and internet radio. Thank you for joining us, and we hope that you have an empowered and productive day.